Psalm 27, verse 14, podcast number 2. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. As I mentioned, I'm not someone who's great at waiting. But in the spiritual life, it is a must. We wait for prayers to be answered. We wait for a friend to come to Christ. We find ourselves in difficult circumstances and we wait for God to bring these circumstances to completion. That seems to be the situation in which David prayed. We wait to grow in godliness and to be more resistant to sin. We wait for the coming of the Lord. Let's reflect on what we might be tempted to do if we do not learn the spiritual art of waiting. Or if we're just not sure what God is doing at the time. Well, we're tempted to doubt. There's actually a fine line between the struggle to wait and giving way to doubt. Waiting means you're not in control. You are trusting in another. You cannot always see where things are going, and sometimes you doubt. We're tempted to be angry. Sometimes you see injustice, or you have been wronged, or the answer is so obvious, but it's not coming. Sometimes that anger is indirectly towards the Lord. We're tempted to discouragement. We start to think about what might happen if our request isn't answered soon, or not at all. We start feeling things are out of control. Our hearts start to fill with worry rather than trust. We're tempted to envy. There are a few psalms devoted to the question of the righteous looking at the unrighteous and feeling envy at their seemingly easy lives. While the righteous are working hard to trust and to obey, others seem to have it all with very little effort. It's very, very short-sighted, but our hearts do go there sometimes. Or we're just tempted to give in and just do nothing. It's a little spiritual tantrum. Well, if God can't do this, then I'm just not going to bother. I'm not going to bother doing anything or serving in this way. Maybe these habits of faith aren't really helping. Maybe I've been kidding myself. I wonder if you've seen many of these reactions in yourself from time to time. David has them. As I mentioned, the Psalms of Lament have a swing of emotions in them. But where does David always return to? The God of his salvation. Psalm 27, verse 8. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Be strong in that trust. Resist the urge to doubt while you wait. For the Lord is good. His plans and purposes always work out. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord.